this is a grim moment. I want to tell you. This is grim.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Danny Thomas and Rudolph Schmohopper. This being the eve of the new year, we, of course, would like to bring you Father Time. But, of course, we can't have Father Time, so instead we bring you a fellow who's been a father several times, Bing Crosby.
That's pretty involved, Ken, but it all works out. You're really frothy tonight, aren't you?
I thought I did that superbly,
you
yes.
Keep up this pace, I'd like to get a load of you about 3 o'clock this morning. Tomorrow morning.
Well, it's the big night, Bing. What are your plans?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking it very easy, Ken. Around 11 o'clock, I'm going up to the Brown Derby.
Oh?
Dining room.
Oh.
Going to have some Cobb salad, a slice of roast beef, a piece of cake, and a glass of milk. And about midnight, I'm going to let out a war whoop, stagger out of the door, and fall flat on my face in Vine Street.
What's the idea of that?
Just want people to think I'm a playboy.
Being diving out of the sidewalk, you're liable to get all skinned up.
With all those other people lying there?
Oh. Bing, I'm afraid you'll give people the wrong impression of Hollywood.
I'm only just kidding.
Why, even on New Year's Eve, nobody lies on Vine Street.
Ken, it's swarming with song pluggers. How can you say nobody lies on Vine Street? And I include Sam Weiss and Tubby Garin, too. But now, Ken, I think it advisable to do a song before some reveler busts in here and tosses a fistful of confetti in my mouth.
I'd sure like to hear you sing Come to the Mardi Gras with a mouthful of confetti.
It would be startlingly realistic, Ken. However, Mr. Hope and I have a new picture out, you know, called The Road to Rio.
The Road to Rio. Oh, I must see that.
Me, too. I want to see who got the girl. Anyhow, there's a very clever number in the picture called You Don't Have to Know the Language, and if the Rhythm Ayers will help me prove it, we'll hit the road. Oh, my, that Buddy Cole has got a built-in beat, hasn't he?
Oh, Mr. Crosby,
come right in.
We've a problem that is difficult to solve, because the language it involves is one that we know nothing about.
Oh, Rhythm Ayers, after due deliberation of your problem, all you do is moon and wobble them, which in any language always means a miss. A kiss.
Like this?
That'll get it.
Supposing you need a vacation, Brazil is the place you should be.
So you can't understand what they're saying, and you can't read a sign that you see.
But you don't have to know the language, with a moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her eyes.
You stop at the Copacabana, the Sugarloaf Mountain in view.
All the words on the menu mean nothing. You can't ask a soul what to do, but you don't have to know the language. With the moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her eyes.
When she smiles your way, what more would you want anyone to say? So you sigh, just sigh.
You don't have to mention that Yankee phrase, sigh. Perhaps when you end your vacation, you bring back a bit of Brazil.
So you can't understand what she's saying, and you need an interpreter still.
But you don't have to know the language.
With the moon in the sky
and a girl in your eyes
and a look in her eye.
I know you don't have to know the language if you don't want to say goodbye. With the moon in the sky
and a girl in your arms,
it's the look in her eyes.
You don't have to know, you don't have to know.
The language isn't necessary,
cause the meaning doesn't vary if you've got the charm it takes.
The language isn't necessary.
A very fine thing in Rhythm Ayers.
Thank you. Say, Ken, I think it might be a good idea for you to say a few words about Philco now. You know, you might start sneaking out trying to celebrate a little early.
Oh,
so get
no,
it in
no,
now.
No, no, Bing, no, Bing. I'm going to have my New Year's Eve right at home. Thanks to the magic of my Philco radio.
Well, Kenneth and his magic Philco. Mm-hmm. This may replace Evelyn and her magic fiddle. Hmm?
I mean it, Bing. Why, tonight, thanks to my Philco, I'll be celebrating at the Stork Club in New York, the Roosevelt in New Orleans, the Pump Room in Chicago, the Macombo here in Hollywood, all the fanciest night spots in the country. You know something?
What?
I won't have to pay 1 cent of cover charge.
Oh, and better than that, Ken, you won't have to put on a tuxedo.
Oh, Bing, what? I wouldn't think of facing my Philco without wearing dinner clothes.
No?
Oh.
Do you mean to say that you always wear your tuxedo when you listen to your Philco?
Why, certainly, don't you?
No, I wear slacks, pajamas, anything. Sometimes nothing.
Well, you better read your contract,
son. I'm getting right out. No,
that carefree... That carefree costume may be okay for listening to Philco portables or a bedside table model, but listening, playing Philco's magnificent 1270 calls for something more soigné. After all, you're as good as right there in the studio or concert hall when you listen to this great radio phonograph. That's how you feel when you play records on it, too. You get brilliant on-the-spot tone quality with Philco's new kind of tone arm, the patented dynamic reproducer. And no hiss, no screech, no scratch, thanks to Philco's new electronic scratch eliminator. But whether you listen in your slacks or your soup and fish, you're set for a new high in good listening with a radio phonograph of connoisseurs from Philco, the leader.
To revelers and romancers far and near, here's a musical admonition. Let's start the new year right. 3 hours to midnight. In some sections it's two. 2 hours to say goodbye before we say how do you do. Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes are high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
Bring out the old year. Let's start the new year right.
In our guest book this evening, we're happy to note the signature of one of America's funniest gentlemen. We deem it very good timing on our part to have him appear on our New Year program because in 1948, you're going to hear a lot from MGM's new comedy star, Danny Thomas. Thanks, Bing. Happy New Year, Danny. On this very eve, the tiny tot in the diaper arrives, you know.
Well, congratulations, Bing. This time, I hope it's a girl.
I was referring, of course, to the arrival of little 1948.
Oh, so you're numbering them now. I knew you'd run out of names eventually.
Thank you for the flattery, dear boy.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell me, Bing, you going to sit up and see the new year in and watch the old man with the scythe go out?
Leave Hope and his nose out of this. Now, will you, Danny? We had a very nice start.
Oh, now, Bing, it's New Year's Eve. Maybe you ought to be kind to Hope. After all, he's a pretty important fella.
Hope important?
Well, he was invited to Princess Elizabeth's wedding.
Hope wasn't invited to England.
No?
He's so full of corn, somebody threw him on the friendship train. That's how he got to Europe. But enough about Ho's nose. Danny, what are your plans for the coming year?
Well, Bing, I just signed a contract, and this week I go on the air with a radio program of my own.
Oh, you're going to be a comedian on the radio, hmm? Well, Danny, take it from a fellow who's been kicking around the killer cycles for a lot of years. A comedian's life is no snap. Forget comedy. Why don't you do a quiz show? You know, I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
Look, if I had a lady in a balcony, who'd have time for a quiz show?
Come on, Jenny, look at Danny. I want you to think this over. Being a big radio star, what does it get you? Fame, fortune, glory, a house in Beverly Hills, a swimming pool. What is it when you add it all up?
Look, don't add it up. Just wrap it up.
Think of the price you've got to pay, Danny. This racket really takes it out of you, son. Look at Jack Benny, Fred Allen, Al Jolson. Those men are all sagging.
Yeah, that's from the money in their pockets.
Jack Benny doesn't have pockets.
No.
You ever seen those bags under Fred Allen's eyes?
Don't tell me those are Benny's pockets. Besides, Bing, it's too late to discuss.
You're committed, huh?
No,
the program
is all set.
Well,
this week I'm going to do my first show.
Well, I did my best to show you the light, but what must be, must be. You going to do a show like mine?
No, I'm going to have a live show.
Peasant.
But, Bing, well, something's been bothering
what's
me.
What's your problem?
My show is only 2 days away, and I haven't got a script.
A script? What's that?
Well, on the other shows, they like to write things down on paper. You know, they don't just get up and talk like we're doing.
Oh, these modern innovations. I've never heard of
such. And on most shows, they rehearse.
Rehearse?
Sure. They get together before the show and complain about the script.
Certainly seems a shameful waste of time.
Maybe for you, Bing, but I need some jokes.
That's foolish. Look at me. I don't tell jokes. I get big laughs.
I know, Bing, but I want to wear regular clothes.
Very flashy gimp I'm wearing tonight. This gimp is the talk of Nightmare Alley.
Really?
Yeah. But I suppose with your script and all your fancy notions, you've managed to snag an unsuspecting sponsor?
Yep. I'm going on the air for Sanka Coffee.
Sanka, huh? Hmm? Caught him sleeping, huh?
Yeah. Sanka's the coffee that lets you sleep.
I'm on for Philco, the radio that keeps you awake.
No, the reason Sanka coffee lets you sleep is because the caffeine is removed.
Oh, very interesting. How do you know all this?
2 days a week, I'm down at the factory removing it.
They grabbed you, huh? Oh, the small print in those contacts.
I'd ever love it. Well, it took me a long time, but I made it. Anyhow, I'm very happy about it. Danny Thomas, head caffeine clutcher.
I know just the spot you're in, too, son. I spend 1 month a year at the Philco plant installing scratch eliminators on the phonographs.
Well, tell me, how do they work?
Well, they stop my scratching. Danny, tell me, how did you get the... How did you get the caffeine out of... He's got a very laughing fiddle player today. Reed is with us. He laughs it up good. Old vaudevillian. Say, tell me, how do you get the caffeine out of that little coffee bean?
Well, I put each bean in a vise, mm-hmm. and I shine a light in its eyes. Then I beat it with a rubber hose.
Say, that's exciting. Maybe I can get Mark Hellinger to make a picture out of that.
Oh, great. We can call it Forever Slumber.
Like a great story. I can see it all now. You play the part of a coffee bean, and there's a terrific suspense right up to the last reel because nobody knows whether you're going to wind up a drip or a regular grind.
Sounds like a great part, Bing.
Well, you've got to win an Oscar, or at least a coffee master.
Say, speaking of awards, Bing, I seriously want to congratulate you on the Box Office Magazine poll.
Box Office?
Yes, sir. They voted you the top film favorite for the fourth consecutive year.
Well, I'll be diddly dad burn, brother ever. Brother Effort must have stuffed the ballot box. Say, excuse me for a minute, Danny. I want to run out and phone my mother. She'll be awfully glad to hear this.
Okay,
see you later, huh?
Yeah. You like that guy. Won another award. It's 9 million awards he's won so far. He needs another award like John L. Lewis needs another eyebrow. Dummy. I said, congratulations. Congratulations. Why should I congratulate him? Because he's an actor? I'm an actor. Nobody congratulates me. I don't get parts like Crosby. Why? I don't play opposite Dorothy L'Amour. Why? I don't live in Beverly Hills. At the Y. Well, I should have gotten that award. That's all I can tell you. I can register emotion. If you think I'm kidding, I'll show you. Get this. Emotion. Passion. Devotion. Lassie. I could be the best actor in the world. Sure I could. I could be bigger than an actor. You could be a producer, Denny. Yeah. Sure you could. Yeah. Sure you could be a big producer. Yeah. I'm telling you, you could be the biggest producer in the world. Yeah, why not? Sure. I'll own the whole movie company. I'll have Bing Crosby working for me. Why, in my pictures, they'll be doing bit parts. I can just see me now running a studio. Stop the script! Tear up the cameras. You're doing everything wrong. Let's have a conference. Do you think I'm a genius, man?
Yes, yes.
I'd like to hear that once again.
Yes, yes.
Some producers hire yes men, but I'm too big for that, am I not?
Yes.
Is there any producer around who has more talent or brains than I've got?
Yes.
You're fired?
Yes.
You're hired?
Yes.
I'm tired?
Yes.
Shut up. I'm Metro-Goldwyn-Thomas. I'm right there on the ball. I put facts in my pictures, not mere rumors. I'm an old-fashioned guy. And that's the reason why, if I made Mother wore tight, she'd wear bloomers. I'm Metro-Goldwyn-Thomas. I'm right there on the ball. The composers in my pictures would be human. I think Beethoven and Bach and Tchaikovsky are too stock. Sitting at my piano would be Truman. And when I make my westerns, Cassidy won't hop along. Roy Rogers will neigh while eating his hay, and the horse will sing the song. Metro-Goldwyn-Thomas will be talked and raved about, because I've taken an oath that I'll include this picture out. You haven't got a chance, Lefty. Come on down off that roof.
Yeah, come and get me.
Okay, Lefty. Here I come.
Steve, I'm warning you. I'll drill you.
Remember, Lefty, I'm your brother.
Yeah, you're my brother, but you're a cop, and I hate coppers. Get back or I'll drill you.
Lefty, I tried to help you, but you turned dead. I'm walking toward you, Lefty.
Take one more step, Steve, and I'll drill you.
We're face to face, Lefty. Go ahead. Drill me.
Okay. Attention! About face! Bird! Hurt!
Thomas Productions have a million chills and thrills in store. For instance, here's another scene I promise to ignore.
Order. Order in the court.
Please, the judge, Your Honor. None sending my boy Giuseppe to jail for 7 or 5 years. Please, the judge, Giuseppe's a good boy. Even the teacher the violin, said that's a nice boy. Please, Your Honor, no sending my boy Giuseppe to jail for 7 or 5 years.
Mr. Garibaldi, if he's such a good boy, why did he steal $100,000 worth of fur coats?
Maybe it was a cold.
My next production will include a great surprise for you. You have my word that this is a scene I'll never do. Why don't they stop those infernal drums?
I say, Randy, old chap, we've a spot of trouble. Mm. The Wally tribe is getting out of hand. You'd best go talk to them.
Right. Here comes their chief. What an ugly-looking man. I'll find out what's wrong. Hello, big chief. What's wrong?
I come to tell you, we have big pot boiling water ready.
You have a big pot boiling water ready?
Yes. Would you care to join us for tea?
I promise the Thomas Pictures will never be a bore, because the following scene will lay on the cutting room floor. Gee, Stella, I wish I could take you someplace nice for a change.
That's okay, Joe. It's a beautiful night, and I like sitting here on the fire escape with you.
Where can you take a girl on $18 a week? How can you do anything on $18 a week? I haven't had a square meal.
Oh, you're right, Joe. You're getting awful skinny. I can feel every one of your ribs.
Stella, you're hugging the fire escape.
Anyway, Joe, the $18 a week isn't important as long as I have you.
Stop it. Stop it, Stella. Why do you torment me like that? Don't you know how I really feel? Sometimes my lips dream that they're kissing you, and then that nasty little voice in my head says, she's pretty, Joe, and sweet and kind. Why don't you buy her a diamond ring? You make $18 a week. And don't let her get down on the floor and scrub till her knees bleed. Hire a maid. You make $18 a week.
And the voice becomes a chuckle and chuckle a laugh. The laugh becomes a roar and my brain explodes.
Oh, Joe, why do you do this to me? Can't you see you're tearing my heart to pieces?
You're blind, Stella. Can't you see what I'm trying to prove?
What are you trying to prove?
That I'm a better actor than Crosby. That's a preview of scenes that you'll never see. Produced by MGP.
Ah, that was great, Danny. And I want to wish you a lot of luck with Sanka.
You're welcome, Bing.
Now, if you'll excuse me, Danny, I'll organize a safari with the Rhythmaires and trek back to the jungle. John Scott, let's make treks.
Bingo, bango, bongo, bingo, bunk. Bingo, bango, bingo, bunk.
Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
That civilization is the thing for me to see. But bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Ho, ho, no, 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 no.
No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Bingle, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no jailhouse, shotgun, fish hooks, golf clubs, I got my spear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here.
Bungle, 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 we don't want to leave the Congo.
I look through a magazine that missionary's wife can see. I see how people who are civilized bang you with automobiles. At the movies that they got to pay many coconuts to see. Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no.
Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no Bob Hope gags about my nags that end in the rear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train. And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain. When they got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground. They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
No, bongo, 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 he don't want to leave the... Oh, no, no, no.
I refuse to go. Don't want no fancy spats or no tuxedo.
Solid comfort, that's his credo.
No Sinatra, Solatido, clogging my ears.
So no matter how we coax him,
I'll stay right here.
Bingo, bongo, bongo.
I don't want to leave the Congo.
Bingo, bingo, bango, bongo.
I refuse to leave the jungle.
Civilization, civilization, civilization.
I'll stay right here.
Very good, Bing and Rhythmaires. Say, Bing, I wonder how they celebrate New Year's in the jungle.
Oh, they have a ball, Ken. Everybody gets merry on coconut milk. They make with the noisemakers, twist lions' tails, flap Boo Bangy's lips. Oh, it's Trey Gay. The monkeys try on Tom Brenneman hats.
No.
Yes, Tarzan wrestles a crocodile.
Hey, that throws me a thought. Would you like to see me wrestle a commercial?
Sure, and remember one thing. This is your last commercial of 1947. Say something brilliant. Be outstanding.
Well,
be graphic.
Bing, anything I say about Philco has got to be outstanding. That's how you get to be leader of the radio industry for 17 straight years. And it's the same story again with the new Philcos for 1948. You get the outstanding new developments in radios and radio phonographs from the Philco laboratories first. Shop, look, and listen to the new Philcos at your dealer now. Any one of them makes a great radio buy for your Christmas money. And you can lay your Christmas cash on the line for a new Philco with complete confidence that you're not only getting the newest thing in radio, but the kind of materials and workmanship that have made Philco famous for quality the world over.
Here's a song called But Beautiful. It's from The Road to Rio. The lyrics were rounded up by Johnny Burke, and the music was collared by Jimmy Van Heusen, making this the only tune in town with a Van Heusen collar. Remarkable.
Love is funny, or it's sad. It's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know. Thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful.
That was But Beautiful from Road to Rio. And thank you, Juan Racy, for that excellent trumpet interlude.
Really fine.
It's about time now to tear my script into confetti. Head for the brown hat. Would you care to join me, Danny?
Sure, Bing. But before I go, I want to find out one thing.
What's the matter?
Who is Rudolph Schmohopper?
He's our guest star, but he never shows up.
Oh, who's on with you next week?
Schmohopper. Also, Walter O'Keefe is back for a repeat shot. And the one and only Lone Ranger will be with us. Good night, folks, and a Happy New Year.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, the Lone Ranger, Walter O'Keefe, and Rudolph Schmohopper. And from Philco Corporation, its distributors and dealers everywhere, Happy New Year and happy listening.